Great gospel, huh? Mark 4, 1 to 20. All right, so please spend time with that. Pray with it again. It's the famous parable of the sower and the seeds, right? And I know it's 2019, so let me just clarify for everybody. The sower is not someone sowing like a cloak, okay? People used to sow seed, right? It's someone who's bringing seed out, like a farmer, all right? Used to call that sowing seed, okay? All right, we're all good? Good. Okay, so it's probably famous. It is famous. It's probably familiar to most of you. And of course, we have the four types of seeds, right? We all want to be type four, rich, fertile soil, where the word has a home and it bears fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. That's where we want to go, okay? Good. You are not type one, rocky soil, where the seed falls and immediately Satan picks you off, because if you were, you wouldn't be in a chapel on Wednesday night at Mass, okay? But where we really need to pray is about the middle two types of soil. Second type, right, the seed that falls on rocky ground. And then the other one, the seed that falls among thorns, right? So let's take those two on. Seed that falls among rocky ground, it springs up right away, right? And Jesus explains what it is. He says, this is the people who receive the word at once with joy. But the problem is this. The soil upon which it falls is shallow. And so the roots don't develop. So there's an immediate springing up, but there's no roots, and we have to be rooted. We have to have roots, because roots allow us to endure when things get difficult. And Jesus knows things are going to get difficult. But if there's no roots, when it does get difficult, the plant will die. It'll wither for lack of roots. Let's get into that. Okay, listen. If you follow Jesus, if you sincerely believe him, you're going to run into trouble in this world. Jesus promises it. He says, in this world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Don't expect it to be easy. Jesus never promised that. If you sincerely follow Jesus Christ, the same thing that happened to Jesus will happen to you. The evil of the world will align itself against you and oppose you. That's what happens. That's how it works. So if you thought following Jesus would make your life easy, spoiler alert, wrong. It won't make it easy. It'll just make it good. And not just good, but great. Because there will be tribulation and there will be persecution. And when Jesus explains to the apostles what that looks like, he says, they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes, because of the word, they quickly fall away. Listen, tribulation and persecution will come because of the word. Because what we believe in, who we follow, is opposed by powers in this world. That's it. That's how it is. We don't get to get out of that. Jesus promises it will happen, so we need to know it's going to happen. And we need to deepen our roots so that when it happens, when tribulation or persecution comes, because of the word, we are rooted and grounded in the love of God. And we're like, yep, that's actually not a bad thing. Without getting into specifics, I experienced that full on today. When I'm advocating for utter sanity and people look at me like I'm utterly insane. And it's like, man, that is uncomfortable. Right? And then as I had some time later to pray with it, I remember what happened in the Acts of the Apostles. When the apostles are beaten, right? They're told to shut up and not talk about Jesus anymore. And they're beaten by the Sanhedrin, right? And they leave and they rejoice at having been found worthy to suffer for the sake of the name. They're like high-fiving each other. Yeah, it's good, right? And that started to become a little bit more of my heart. I wish I could say I was 100% like the apostles. Like, that was sweet. It's like, no, that sucked. But then I was like, but it was kind of good too. maybe I'm actually following Jesus, right? If there's tribulation and persecution because of what we stand for, that's good. That's a good thing, okay? So we gotta have courage. Type two soil needs courage. That's the fix for shallow soil or plants with lack of roots. We have to have courage. We have to be fighters. Gotta be tough, okay? So you pray for a gift of courage. The other type, this is the type of soil that can receive the word. And it's beautiful and good that it receives the word. And the word grows. And it's ready to bear fruit. And then almost at the last minute, in comes whatever. And things get choked off. And the effect of what the word should produce never happens. There's no fruit that's produced. And Jesus explains what those weeds are. And he says it clearly and really profoundly and good for us. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. All right, friends, so worldly anxiety. The lure of riches, provide for yourself. Make your life comfortable and easy. And then, as Jesus says, the craving for other things. Boy, this is why we all need to pray with this, because this hits all of our hearts in different ways. What do you crave? Craving other things other than the Lord, other than the great mission that he gives to us. It's so easy to crave that stuff, isn't it? Because I want an easy way. I want a comfortable life. And what happens is the word is choked, suffocated. It bears no fruit. It remains sterile in our lives and then consequentially for the world. And we can't have that. We can't be Christians like that. Not in this culture, no way. And what do we do with that? If we needed courage for type two soil, what do we need for type three soil? We need to ask for a grace of trust. Jesus, I trust in you. I trust you. I might be anxious about things for whatever reason. I might be anxious that you're not going to provide for me for whatever reason. I trust you. I choose to trust you. I make an offering. I put myself on the line and I say, I trust you. I'm stepping out in faith, right? Worldly riches. Ah, all of it passes away, friends. All of it passes away. We got to get right with the Lord because we don't live forever. So we set our hearts on heaven. And the craving for other things, name the things that you crave instead of God. Be real about it. And then you say, will I let that be the thing that rules my heart? Or can I, in freedom, with joy, step forward and say, rich soil, Jesus, come in. I trust in you. You're the gardener. You get rid of the weeds. Pluck them all out so that what you want to do in my life can bear great fruit for the sake of the world, friends. 30, 60, 100-fold. It's not just about you. The Lord needs you. The church needs you. The world needs you to be bigger than yourself. All right? And it's good. That's what you're made for. Don't settle for anything less than that. So may we pray tonight. Offer our hearts to Jesus. Whatever the soil of your heart looks like, Jesus is a really good gardener. He's the new Adam. Adam was the first gardener. Jesus is the new Adam. He'll toil in your garden, and he'll perfect the soil that's there so that what works in his heart will work in your heart, and his word will find a home, and it will bear great fruit, 30 and 60 and 100-fold. Friends, pray for courage and pray for trust. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you both.